You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we're back in the kitchen. And today we're going to try a delicious, scrumptious, no-bake, boozy chocolate cheesecake, a recipe courtesy of Claire. So let's first, before we go through the ingredients, let's see how Claire got on with this recipe, or like just get a little snippet.
How does a blind girl bake? My phone reads out the buttons on my food blender. And meet Wayne, the weighing scales.
100 grams.
I can't believe I got the exact amount. That has never happened. Okay, so I'm not exactly baking. I'm making a Bailey's cheesecake. And I also rely on my other senses, giving this cheese a sniff to make sure it's not the garlic one.
I can't eyeball, so I listen to how much vanilla I'm pouring in.
A fun fact about Bailey's, their social media is inclusive. They put image descriptions on all their posts.
I use my iPad, which will read out the ingredients and how to make it.
Having all my little kitchen gadgets has really given me the confidence to be independent in the kitchen. I absolutely love cooking and baking.
Okay, that sounds absolutely delicious. So Claire kindly sent me the recipe. I have all the ingredients, so let's have a little read through. So for your base for the cheesecake, you're going to need 250 grams chocolate biscuits. Any of your favorite chocolate biscuits will do. You'll also need 100 grams butter, which you will melt. So that's your base, very simple. For the chocolate cheesecake filling, and obviously we're using a boozy alcoholic liqueur. Claire used Bailey's. You can use whatever kind of chocolatey, similar cream, coffee cream you fancy. It will add the touch of something you already know and love. Now, for your ingredients, you'll need 560 grams cream cheese, 100 grams icing sugar, a teaspoon of vanilla extract, 350 milliliters double cream, which you will whip, and 100 milliliters of your favorite alcoholic, kind of chocolatey coffee liqueur. We also happen to have Bailey's in the house, so that's what we're using, just like Claire. And then 200 grams milk chocolate, which you will also melt. All right, so we're going to grab our butter first and just get it prepped for melting. So I would say my favorite method of melting butter, microwave, just very loosely. Give it a little chop and just pop it into your microwave. We're going to do 30 seconds at a time. That's the safest way. And yeah, just check on it and see how long it takes to melt. So whilst that's getting on, we're going to grab our blender. I have a small blender. I think that works for most things. So if you have a tiny little smoothie blender, just use that. If you have a bigger food processor, use that. Or if you don't have either, you can crush up your digestive biscuits with a rolling pin, put it between some sheets and just roll it out very gently. Okay, we'll check on the butter. Right, definitely needs a longer, we'll just do another long increment and get those digestive biscuits into my blender. So we'll use them, break them up a little bit as well. I'm gonna do that in batches and just keep melting my butter in the microwave. Alright, get that blender going. So we'll jump ahead in a second and just do another step. This is going to take me a little while just because, you know, I'm still melting the 100 grams of butter and I just need to do my digestives in batches, which is fine. Right, I think that was our final melt of the butter. It's all nice and blended. And we have our lovely kind of biscuits blended. You're looking at a texture very similar to sand. Brilliant, that's done. They are ready. We're going to grab our bowl with the biscuits, our melted butter. Going to do a really quick spreads of the tin because we have a nice cake tin. I have one that opens on the side that makes it much easier, so I recommend that one. I think it's about 20 centimeters. We're gonna spritz it too because I'm lazy and I think this will work for greasing as well. Right, we have our biscuits, so we're gonna add our butter. And we're going to give everything a nice mix. We're going to scoop that into our tin and then press it down with a glass. I think that works really well. That's what Claire used as well. Brilliant. That is our base nicely spread onto the tin, cake tin. Now we are going to pop it in the fridge. I will need to make some space. My fridge is quite full today. But anyway, popping it in for at least an hour, it will just chill there, get a little bit more solid, so we have a really nice base. Alright, we have allowed our base to cool in the fridge. So the hour is almost up, so we're going to get everything else organized. So first, we're going to melt our chocolate. So we're looking at 200 grams of milk chocolate. I got cooking chocolate, and we're just going to break it up. And you know the drill, we need to melt it. So it is going into our lovely microwave. Back for those 30-second increments, and we're just going to let it melt, and then we'll let it cool just a touch whilst we prepare everything else. All right, our chocolate is all nice and melted. Going to give it a mix, just make sure it feels smooth. And we're just going to let it cool slightly. We are going to whip up our double cream. So 350ml double cream. We're going to get that in a nice bowl and get it all whipped up so it's nice and soft. Now we're going to pop our whipped cream into the fridge just for a bit whilst we finish everything up. All right, and it's time to grab our cream cheese and get it all in a bowl. So we're looking at 560 grams of cream cheese. Now we're going to need our 100 grams of icing sugar. So you can use your talking scale to measure that. Or if you're using cups, we're looking at 3/4 of a cup. So I'll just measure that out now. So we're going to add that to our cream cheese. And then we're going to add a teaspoon of vanilla extract. And we'll use a blender to get that all mixed. Now we're going to add our Baileys as well and give it another little mix. All right, and our chocolate is nice and melted and it's cooled just a little bit as well, so that's perfect. We can add it into our mixture and then give it a final little mix. And time for our final step for the actual mixture. So we're grabbing our whipped cream from the fridge and we're going to fold it gently into the mixture, mix it, but try and do it not too much. Use all that lovely soft air that you whipped into the cream and into the mixture. So just very gentle. Alright, that's all mixed in. Now all that's left to do is grab your base from the fridge and scoop up all the mixture on top. And that's it done. The mixture is on top. Make sure to try leftovers in the bowl that you didn't manage to scoop up. They are delicious. And yeah, unfortunately, you have to put it back in the fridge. Maybe cover it up with some cling film just to keep it nice and protected from any smells in the fridge, nice and covered, and into the fridge it goes. That's it ready. You can leave it now for about 4 hours. It's a long waiting time, I'm sorry, you have to be patient. If you can hold out till morning, ideally leave it in that fridge overnight, let it set, and then you can dig into your cheesecake. Anyway, I'm going to look forward to my cheesecake. I'm going to finish up some of the leftovers in the bowls because they are delicious. And yeah, enjoy this recipe. And thank you so much, Claire, for sharing this lovely, chocolatey, boozy, delicious, no-bake cheesecake. Great recipe to try next time you're hosting. And of course, if you're looking for any kitchen gadgets to help you in your baking or cooking, Claire loves her talking scale, but there's talking microwaves, and there's lots of other adaptations. Definitely check out the RNAB shop for any of those tools to just help you do more in your kitchen if that's what you fancy. Anyway, enjoy baking.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.